Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Another legend in the studio. My next guest, he is a rugby legend, broadcaster, dad of four, and has more energy than a triple espresso. He's tackled it all from Six Nations glory to early morning radio chaos, and he's done it with a grin on his face and a heart the size of Thomond Park. Oh. He's one of Ireland's most, although he'd probably prefer Musgrave, would you?
No, not at all. When it comes to rugby.
He's one of Ireland's most beloved sports personalities, a former Munster and Ireland powerhouse, and now a familiar voice on your telly, whether he's talking tactics or putting Ireland's fittest families through their paces. He's also become a children's author, and his latest book, Disaster Dad Fun Day Fiasco, is more fact than fiction, it would appear. Donnac O'Callaghan, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me in. I'm a bit starstruck with all the traders walking out the door.
I know, you passed each other there in the corridor. Yeah. I was completely starstruck when they came in. It's mad.
It was great, wasn't it? It was great TV, and it was just it was great to have be watching something. It felt like Dallas in the 80s. Yeah. You know what I mean? That everyone was watching it at the same time. And if someone wasn't watching it, you were there, well, you're out of the loop, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got to stay, keep up on it.
Yeah.
Thank you for my Munster hat.
Yes, exactly. And I thought, you know what, the real traitors could be the people that are up in the province of Leinster, maybe wearing something more blue. So I found you a blue Munster hat
to
wear on the place.
I wouldn't be let back into Limerick now. I was caught walking around, because there's a lot of those fans around, as my mates call them, Lunster fans.
Okay, very good.
You know, the ones when, not to bring back too many difficult memories, but after our Heineken Cups dried up, there were a lot of Munster fans who, like myself, who had bought tickets to Heineken Cup finals,
so convinced
that Munster would be there that we ended up being, you know, there every time Leinster won.
The beauty of it was you were still wearing your Munster jerseys, which I loved, looking at finals, seeing Munster supporters still there. Even the ambition for a Munster supporter to still book the final. I'm there, yes, always think like that. Great.
What can I say? We believed in you so much. But look, we'll get on to rugby in a little bit, but let's talk about what's written across your T-shirt there.
Yes.
Disaster Dad and the latest book in the series. How did you get into writing children's books?
Well, the honest truth is, a friend of ours, Niamh Tindall, I spoke to her about an idea I had. In my head, Dermot, it was going to be the same as The Wolf of Wall Street. And basically, Niamh left me know within 2 minutes, this is a kid's book. And in fact, it's an early kid's book. So what it is...
Good to have a voice of reason
exactly,
in your life.
Someone to be really honest with you.
Lots of pictures, Donegal. Lots of pictures.
But the stories are all things that have happened to me. So in this book, Fun Day Fiasco, it is probably the most embarrassing moment of my own career when I had to play on in my red jocks. So basically that happens in this book in a fun context, in terms of it's a family fun day, and Disaster Dad goes through one of the tunnels, and wouldn't you know, he comes out and he's lost his pants and he's in his red undies. So just making it kind of relatable and fun for kids. And the big drive for me was nearly to, from a parent's point of view, and look, no better person to chat to it. Sometimes I think lately we kind of mask over vulnerabilities. We mask over kind of exposing weaknesses. No one wants to look weak. No one wants to make a mistake. And I think it's a beautiful Irish trait. Laughing at ourselves.
Yeah.
Getting it wrong and being able to, you know, poke the fun out of it.
Yeah, and embrace those moments, like the red jocks or whatever it happens to be. And the fact that it's now living on. Those famous red jocks, do they still exist somewhere out there?
They are, and they're actually in Limerick. They were in the museum, which I think that's closing up now or closed. So I got to find out where they are, where they're going. So, yeah.
Maybe JP went in and rescued them before.
Someone saved them. Send O'Connell in to grab my red jocks.
Yeah, but you know what? People think that writing a kid's book is a doddle, and it's the kind of thing you just, you know, write in the car while you're waiting for the kids to come out of school. It's not the case.
No, it's not.
A lot of work.
And the honest truth is, I had great sounding boards at home, so my own kids. And what I notice, honestly, Dermot, I'm bedtime, I used to take it as a bit of a stressor, trying to get, you know what I mean? And then it wasn't until I nearly surrendered to it and realised this is 20 to 30 minutes and it's golden time. I used to think it's glue. So, and we'd start a story, The Gruffalo or any of the, you know, the ones are reading some of our books with our kids. But the ones they loved were the ones that pivoted. You know what I mean? Where I ended up telling them a story about me being young or, you know what I mean, involving my their uncles, my brothers and stuff like that. And that's what I'd like with this book, that you'd sit down, read a chapter or two with your kids and then maybe it'll take you into a story of, you know what I mean? That's when I embarrassed myself or when I got it wrong. So
Jake, Anna, Robin and Sophie.
Here you go. You're better than some of my brothers for remembering them.
I won't remember their birthdays now. But what ages are they?
Yeah, Jake was 10 yesterday. Sophie's the eldest of 15. So Anna's kind of 13, started into secondary school, and Robin is 11. So we're at that kind of lovely point as well where you can kind of give the break now here, lads, will you? You know what I mean? Or just, you know, come on, knuckle down a little bit here.
Yeah. And I guess, do they feel this sense of ownership with the books as well? Because they were there for their inception, really.
Yeah, they definitely do. But they're also very critical in ways. You know what I mean? Like, you'll get the most honest appraisal. And you mentioned it is difficult writing for kids because, unlike adults and myself, I'll keep going. I know this sounds really harsh, but if it's a bad book and I'm halfway in, I want to finish it just to say I read it and it was still terrible.
Yeah. Whereas,
a kid won't do that. No. The sense to know one bad page and I'm gone.
Yeah, so, well, at least they read yours. My kids didn't even read my book. I was like, gee, thanks. Like,
no, she'll grow into it and love Noni.
There's so many, obviously, autobiographical touches to the stuff that you do. There's a dog in the story, but is there now one in real life as well?
Yes, we have a dog, Shadow, and that's who it's based after. But in the book, we call him Carl. I just wanted to dig Carol Mullen, who I used to present breakfast with. I thought, what character could I give him that would annoy him? The dog, perfect. Yeah.
So. Are you missing radio?
I do. I miss the team. You know better than anyone. I was really lucky with the environment I had. I do miss it in ways, but I did find the early mornings a grind. That I remember I started wearing glasses because I thought my eyesight was going. It was just they were fatigued from being up so early.
And, yeah.
I don't think you can blag at breakfast radio being like, I feel inferior chatting to you about it, but you have to be positive. You have to be upbeat.
I know you do. And physically, I compare it to shift work. Yeah. Anyone in a factory right now listening or you know, maybe they're back from a shift in a hospital or something like that. It has that same demands on your nervous system and your energy levels.
And it was draining me a little bit. There was all disastrous moments, but I was there's a thing called parent on deck with our swimming thing where a parent sits and just keeps an eye and helps out in some bit. Well, just sits on their arse, to be completely honest. Yeah. But this disaster dad was napping in the corner, nearly falling asleep with drool coming down my thing. So it was one of those moments that trying to get the balance with family life. But I loved it. It was a great opportunity. Brilliant people to work with.
Energy's back. TV is coming back. Speaking of energy, Fittest Family, new season coming up in a few weeks. Are you excited?
And everyone talks it up. You know what I mean? Rugby one every year. Oh, it's going to be the best. I think this honestly genuinely is. There's new coaches. There's kind of new formats and the tasks, honestly, if they told us to do some of them in pre-season, we'd be like, do you know what? No way. We're not doing them.
We have a couple of seconds just to look forward to the rugby internationals coming up. What do you think are the challenges facing Ireland?
Yeah, well, it's a daunting autumn international, really is. It's going to be so difficult, but we're in a great place. No one gives us credit for how well we've done. It's our four choice sport and we bop all these teams that have loads of players. So
I know.
Yeah.
Jack Crowley for number 10?
Yeah, that's the big debate. I'd certainly like to see him get opportunity, definitely. But then there's good players like Sam is decent and all to play for. It's exciting. It's great being out the other side of it because now you're there, fight away. So we just watch and kind of watch. Yeah. He was terrible.
Well, speaking of fighting, finally, celebrity traitors could be a thing. Would you do it if you were asked?
Wow-wee. Jeez, I don't know. I think I'd be a bad traitor.
I think you would too.
Yeah, I think I could get a little bit physical. Believe me, I'm faithful. It could be wrong for casting.
Donegal Callan, thanks so much. He's going to be signing copies of his new book, Disaster Dad, Fun Day Fiasco, in Ennis Book Bookshop at 11 a.m. this Saturday, 27th of September, followed by O'Mahony's Bookshop in Limerick, A Boy the Kid, at 2 p.m. Yeah. Donegal, thanks a million. We'll take a quick break. From